بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. In tonight's Tarawih, we covered the 26th juz. The surah covered in this section are Surah Ahqaf, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Fath, Surah Hujurat, Surah Qaf, and the last section of Surah Wadhariyat Dharwa. And Surah Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the people of Aad. These Aad were people who had a fertile and irrigated country, but their sins brought on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And this is mentioned in Surah Ahqaf in the mid-20 section. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for just ends. Those who pray to things beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are definitely on the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth and His revelation, His message, is unchangeable. Those who disbelieve in His message will be punished on the Day of Judgment. Be kind to your parents, for their sacrifices for you. In your old age, pray for the well-being of your offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places different people in different ranks only according to their deeds. Do not be proud like the Aad and reject the truth. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure will come in aspects that you least expect it. In the next surah, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this surah was revealed around the first day after Hijrah, after migration from Mecca to Medina, when the possibility existed that the Meccans might wipe out the Muslims. This and the next two surahs, chapters deal with the external and internal relations when the Ummah was formed. Those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obstruct men from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause their deeds to go wrong and they will be destroyed. But those who believe and do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their ills from them and remove their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide those who fight and strive in His cause. The hypocrites, like those in Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, were ill-hearted. They only pay lip service to Islam. Such are the men whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intentions of these people and whatever their heart and chest bosoms hide. And Surah Fatah, the surah was revealed after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, which was signed in 6 years after the Hijrah between the Muslims and the Meccan pagans. Hudaybiyah is a plain and short day's march on the north of Mecca. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, together with about 1500 Muslims, wanted to perform the Umrah. The treaty that followed was a great moral, social and political victory for Islam. Victory comes from calmness of the mind, faith, devotion, bravery and patience as shown at Hudaybiyah. Greed or faint-heartedness can never bring victory. The rewards for service cannot always be measured by immediate result, but show themselves in many ways if we are patient. We should fight the evil strongly, but be kind and gentle among yourselves. Such an act which cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will to love you. In the next surah, in Surah Hujurat, the surah was revealed in 9 years AH after Hijri, when many deputations and all kinds of people visited Medina to offer their loyalty to Islam. The word Hujra, inner rooms, occurs in verse number 4. Respect your leader by not acting in a forwardly manner when he is in his presence. Do not raise your voices when you talk to him. Do not accept rumors without testing them. Make peace between two quarreling parties among believers with justice. Remember that the believers are a single brotherhood. Do not laugh, speak ill, make wounding remarks, or call each other by offensive nicknames. Avoid suspicion as much as possible. Do not spy on each other, nor speak ill of each other behind their backs. All men are descendants from one male and female. Certainly the most honored of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is the most righteous of you. Honor does not depend on race. Being a believer does not mean paying lip service, but by accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and striving to gain his pleasure. By accepting Islam, you do not do others a favor, rather you do yourselves a favor because it is a guidance for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to become true and loyal Muslims. Ameen wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalq sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.